We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome back to the sort of real world where, you know, whatever your state of quarantine is happening. I hope you had a good long weekend. If you got to enjoy days off, or if those were just more of sort of the same days, I hope you have still put them to good use. Whatever you're going through, I hope it was good. Let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. Check it out. You can bring radio wherever you go. If you get the Radio.com app, then you put on this show, and then you bring your phone, and you just go wherever you go, all day,
never
every
turn
day.
It off.
There's Alice still waiting for you to turn us on.
Hi, we're here.
All
Hi.
Day, right, all day. Imagine Hi. Us in your pocket just going, hey.
Don't turn me off, just turn me down. Don't turn me off, just turn
we'll
me down.
We'll go. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, I'll go. Where are we going?
Yeah, where are we going?
What's going on? And all night. Talk about that.
So we'll begin with the heat wave. It's going to be hot today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's going to continue to be super hot today, and you should just be sort of get yourself ready for that. The next couple days are going to be pretty hot. I've heard in some places hotter than yesterday, others, right up in and around there. So we'll see. But that's the deal. It's going to be a hot one again today.
Yay.
So, you know, we had water gun fights out in the yard, trying to find ways to...
Yeah, let's cool down.
Without filling up a pool or something that's going to just be wasted water in the end anyway. So those little Nerf, you put it in water, you pull back, and it gives you enough water to shoot someone with it. I don't know what that's called, but...
Super soakers?
Super soakers
we were using, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, right up until it isn't. You know, some little girl gets it in the face, and the next thing you know, everyone's in trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was absolutely annihilating them, both of them, by the
You're
way.
Bigger than them, Vin. Keep that
well,
in mind.
Well, I mean, I just boxed out at the water hole. I'm like, you guys, you got to win the water hole if you want any of this.
I'm not letting you refill.
No, that's not happening. Come for water and get a face full. That's what you're getting.
Yeah,
anyway.
Here's the water.
So that's how we kept cool. But so there are scenes if you went on sort of what did you call that, a social media cleanse, then
no,
maybe
just
you missed
a,
this.
I took a break, that's all. I guess people say they go on a cleanse. I didn't feel any cleaner. I've already posted this morning, so
I'm, okay,
yeah, I put up a story on Clarky Clark.
I haven't looked yet, but...
Of my
anyway.
Outfit, by the way, my awesome yoga outfit in my closet. I look so hot, as in, boy, she should take off a layer.
Like you're probably sweating.
Is that a cable knit sweater you're wearing?
You know what? It looks like one. Let me put the sweater in. It's a Gap sweatshirt, just printed like that.
Oh, it looks heavy. It looks really heavy. All right.
It's warm. It is. It's definitely warm.
All right.
I'll be taking it off soon.
Anyway, if you watch social media, you'll see that a bunch of videos went viral this weekend of giant parties and huge crowds in places like Missouri, Maryland, Florida, Alabama, and Texas. There were many of the videos. There's no face mask to be found, no social distancing. It's a scene from spring break, as if none of this had ever happened. So My own personal feeling on it is I hope it all goes well. I hope this is the sign that we're back and that this has been a bunch of stress over nothing. But I do fear that how we're going to end up back. It's backsliding into another shelter in place.
I hope we don't. I know. Listen, I hope that that's not the case. I really hope that everything goes well and that no one's Nana dies over this.
Two hairstylists at Great Clips in Missouri exposed more than 140 people to coronavirus by going to work and continuing to cut hair while they had symptoms. So,
wow.
In this case, you know, I get why they went. They need the money probably, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you knew you had symptoms, whether or not you knew it was, I mean, that is, I'm telling you, the lawsuits are what's going to come next. That's the next stage. Forget the next phase where we're getting back to work. The next phase is the friggin' lawsuits, because people who wind up losing someone over this, what are we approaching, 100,000 deaths now?
Yep.
Like, if you lost your grandpa because you went to get a haircut and you brought home the coronavirus and you could trace it directly back to this person, and then supercuts allowed them to work, I feel like that's the next phase. People suing the out of each other.
Well,
because Nana died.
We will see. I mean, I don't know. I can only guess that it's those people went to work because they felt like, I have to work. I need the money.
Right.
And they just, you know, they didn't have a positive test. So they probably felt like it's probably just something else. It's just a cold. It's just the flu. You know what I mean? You can convince yourself of a lot of things when you're alone in your house.
You sure can.
So I'm assuming that that's how that went down. But either way, 140 people now who went to get hair post-quarantine haircuts are now going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks because they've been exposed at the hairstylist.
So
if
how
you
did
can call
this
someone
come to
at Great
light?
Clips that.
No, I know, right?
I don't know. I just know that it's out there now that these two hairstylists were positive for coronavirus and they went through the books and found that... 140 people, and then you do the math out, and that's going to be even more, right?
They told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on.
And meanwhile, while the videos of the raging are out there, and the partying, and the swimsuits, and the pools, and the drinks, there are many Americans who haven't seen or touched another person in 3 months. Mm. And they say that's a big problem. Socially isolated people are 50% more likely to die from anything.
Oh.
It's just one of those things. Humans, and I'm actually one of those people too, who I can thrive by myself. I do well by myself. And it's also what undoes me, especially with my problem in particular. Alcoholism is isolating is not how you stay sober for sure. You know, it's just one of the things that will undo you eventually. So I force myself to stay in touch. It's one of those realities I've come to the conclusion. I need to stay in touch with people, period.
Right. It's easier. It's easier to just back away from it.
Right. But I do well like that until I start drinking. And then, of course, that's the end of me. But my point being, even though there are people out there who feel like they thrive and handle being by themselves well, we're social beings. We just are.
We need people
to be around people. Even if you've told yourself, I'm fine, this is good. Nobody said anything crummy to me that made me depressed about myself in months.
Oh, amen.
Even
on social
that,
media?
You know, okay, so stay away from the guy who's always telling you, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that person you should just cut out of your life just because that's better for you. But being alone is not necessarily the best for us.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that if you feel like you've been, you know, thriving, hopefully you can mix in a few FaceTimes or, you know, socially
contact
distanced
with the outside world. I'm telling you, though, it breeds itself. It's like I was telling you earlier about, you know, sort of developing agoraphobia. Like, it became a real anxiety thing for me to leave the house. And this was years ago. Like, I have left the house. I've gone shopping. We went for a long drive on Saturday. Like, I leave, but it's the temptation to use it as an excuse to really totally check out of your life. It's there.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, that there's a downside to, you know, being alone for 3 months, and maybe an unknown depression is part of that.
Hey, Vin, going back to your haircut story and talking about lawsuits and stuff. You know, I know Shruti had to do this COVID-19 barber certification thing, right?
Oh.
I'm reading the story here, and it says that they require customers to sign a COVID-19 liability waiver. So
if they want a haircut, so that puts that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know how when the open house, we had to sign that waiver saying that we're aware that we're stepping into an environment that might cause this or that. So you might be signing those.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys went to an open house this weekend?
No. That
a couple weeks ago.
A week or two ago.
Yeah. All right. Oh, the house on the hill that needs to be torn down.
Yes.
Got it.
The house on the hill that's sort of going back to the hill, being covered from behind.
That's
by
turning
the
dirt.
It's basically right. Going back to the earth.
There's an ad. I wasn't really going to do the story, but there's an ad for a house in Felton, which is right around the corner from me. Felton's sort of the Santa Cruz mountains, hills area. But they have in the photos for the house, someone's got a Yeti costume. Because Bigfoot is in all the pictures.
Oh, my God. So that's hilarious.
There's Bigfoot doing yoga in one of the rooms and Bigfoot reading a book outside. And
it's not just some really hairy dude who's...
No. It's in fact, let me see. I've got it right here. I'll show you the picture.
Did it go viral? Because that is hilarious.
Here is Bigfoot in the carport with a mask on. Getting ready to leave for some shopping. Bigfoot wears a pocketbook.
Is that what that is? I actually thought, does he have Chewbacca's belt on?
Nope, that's a purse.
Is he a Star Wars fan? That's funny. But he's the same color as Chewbacca. I can't really make out his face on that. Does he have kind of an ape face?
But he has a mask on, so that's why part of the reason he can't.
Oh, I see.
Let me see if I can find...
I want to see the yoga picture.
Here's him in the workspace.
Look at him. He's in the tool shed.
Projects.
That's wonderful. They've got a little cave in there. How much is that house?
About $1 million, it looks like.
That's a deal. Comes with Bigfoot.
There's Bigfoot doing some
yoga. Oh, boy. That's not, what's that called? Dancer's pose?
I have no idea. Tell me. You're the one in yoga pants.
Yeah, I used to do yoga. It was a long time ago.
So you don't know that pose?
I think it's called dancer's pose. You grab your foot behind your back and then point your one arm forward and stretch your leg up as far as you can. It's probably
remind
some
me
awesome
to do.
Name
correct,
for it.
Sarah.
Thank
just
you.
Verified.
Oh.
Oh, well, let me do it for you now.
let's see you do it.
Yeah, let's see you do it.
All right, I'm going to do it.
All right, this will be good. See, you can do yoga. You can do all kinds of stuff. You just decide not to.
I decide not to. You know what I like doing? Gardening and Instagramming. Reading.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys, so send us your comments. How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Yeah. And what did you see out there? Perhaps more importantly, what people were going crazy, or were you one of them?
Let's see. So 650 says, regarding how do you find out who an infected person has exposed. Public health has always had a thing called contact tracing. They do it for STDs and used for things like polio and measles. They interview the person and find out all the places they went and then follow that. Public health departments all over the country are hiring people to be contact tracing. That's what they did.
That's how they find it out. Mm-hmm. They're talking about, did you tell me this? Some kind of app that they're talking about that'll trace, you know, that we would be able to see where everyone's phones were and where people gathered and where those phones went on to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's something you have to opt into. Like, I'll allow you to see where I went. Uh-oh.
They're doing that in China.
Oh, that's where we heard about it. Okay.
It's an article with somebody talking about it.
Yeah, and I don't doubt we opted in when we said, we'd love to use your service, right?
Right. I agree. Click, next screen.
I thought Patrick Ewing was on a TV show, Dallas. No, what is that guy's name? Patrick?
Bobby Ewing.
Bobby Ewing, but what's his name?
J.R.
Right.
Ewing.
Bobby Ewing. Yes, J.R. Okay, got it.
Patrick Duffy.
That's it.
That's the guy's name. He played a Ewing, right?
Yes, yeah, that's Patrick it.
He's Duffy. Not a Ewing. He just plays one on TV.
I was completely confused, but I did watch that show, so I'm familiar. Yeah. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How about a new name for Grimes and Elon's kid? How about that?
Okay.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.